Whatever challenges federal managers may face in the coming year, people will be among them. Finding them, hiring them, managing them. One technique with the potential to help managers deal with their workforce concerns, data analytics. For more on this, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke to Joe Abu-Samra, vice president of the talent management firm Asandre. He also discusses some of the findings on the company's list of human capital trends to watch for in 2017.
A top concern of everybody, including not only the incoming administration, but also the outgoing Obama administration, there's a real big focus and need, and critical need, really, for cybersecurity talent. And in that regard, we're seeing that workforce planning is really going to be playing a more important role as agencies really place increasing priority on finding that talent, hiring that talent, and retaining that cybersecurity talent. So, you know, what workforce planning can give agencies is the ability to obtain real actionable insight to help improve that planning and hiring and performance and development strategies. So, you know, these agencies need to identify the skill sets they have. In the case of cybersecurity, that could be, you know, intrusion detection, data security, security analysis, risk mitigation, things such as that. And at the same time, we feel they're going to need to be improving their budgeting and strategic planning. There's going to be increased focus on budgeting and justifying your budgets. And along with that, agencies need to get a handle on what the skill sets they have and what skill sets they'll need in the coming years. So workforce planning gives them the ability to look out 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and make necessary plans now to accommodate that. That involves looking at things such as retirement eligibility, attrition rates, and they need to be planning for that knowledge transfer, training needs, succession planning. So, you know, we see workforce planning as a really big area, and particularly for cybersecurity talent. Now, with the incoming administration, we also feel there's going to be increased pressure on agencies to justify budgets. Now, budgets certainly have been scrutinized more and more over the last several years, but there's going to be even a further uptick, we believe, and from what we're hearing. You know, the Trump administration has indicated a move to running government more like a business. Now, some of that may be wishful thinking. It's certainly, there are differences between the private sector and the public sector, but it seems pretty evident that there's going to be a focus on, you know, really justifying any dollar spent. And so we feel that this increased need to justify all budgets, even greater than before, will produce a greater reliance on analytics as part of that budget allocation process. Analytics and workforce planning provide really the necessary insight into the existing workforce, as well as specific skills and the shortcomings that agencies might have.
So in relying more on data and analytics, I imagine that IT modernization is going to have to play a role in this somehow, right?
Sure. Really, one of the things that's received a lot of airplay in the press, not only during the campaign but since the election, is the potential and probable, it looks like, influx into infrastructure improvements. Now, a lot of us think of infrastructure improvements as fixes to bridges and roads and tunnels and airports and those kinds of things. But from our standpoint in this area that we're involved with, from the federal human capital area, we feel that has to do a lot. There's a lot to be done there with modernization of the federal IT infrastructure. Legacy systems right now consume upwards of 80% of IT operations just to maintain existing legacy systems. And so not only is that really expensive and probably wasteful over the course of an agency's existence, there's also security risks there. These older systems are not designed to deal with modern threats. There's a lot being spent there. There's risk there. So we believe that there will be emphasis placed on modernizing the IT infrastructure in the federal space.
We're speaking with Joe Abusamra. He's vice president of Ascendre. Thinking about different ways that the government is going to start attacking problems, you guys mentioned pay for performance. What does that look like? And in the cybersecurity field, could that mean certain ways that the government got creative, like bug bounty programs and things of that nature? Are we going to see more of those in the future, you think?
I think we will, and pay performance is something that we certainly see out in the private sector, and again, with the new administration coming in and saying, well, we're going to try to run this like a business, well, some of that may actually take hold and others may not, but certainly I think it's fair to say that there will be things such as the bounty fixes that you mentioned. I think it's clear that accountability will be a priority placed on by this new administration. And again, when you get at pay for performance, analytics and data is the key to that. It's hard to do pay for performance and have accountability without the data to back it up. And this is a theme we're seeing throughout the federal space that there are some antiquated systems out there. Many federal agencies are doing surprisingly pen to paper still. They're creating forms, performance forms, and scanning them in. But really, there's a push and move toward automating all those systems. And we believe there's really, and we're actually seeing it, a big push toward pay performance and automation of performance plans. You know, the Department of Defense already has what they call their Defense Performance Management and Appraisal Program. And, you know, their intent is to create a fair, credible, and transparent performance appraisal process throughout the DOD. And they're kind of perhaps ahead of the curve a little bit in that area, but we're going to see that throughout other agencies as well.
Another big issue coming at a lot of agencies right now is an aging workforce and an influx of retirements as, you know, that workforce gets older. What do you see agency managers doing to address those issues?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been hearing about the so-called retirement tsunami for some time now, and it is real. Baby boomers are retiring, and some latest figures show that by next year, almost a third of federal employees are going to be eligible to retire. Now, we see that continuing. While there was some talk during the election, the contentious election process or campaign, that, you know, it was so contentious and so divisive that either side or the other would say, well, I'm leaving the federal government, depending on which side won. But I think we see the reality is that, you know, many federal workers and most career federal workers have worked through both sides of administrations, and they put aside their ideological disagreements, so they're going to continue to plan their retirements around their personal needs and existing plans. Having said that, the fact is that retirements are still occurring at a high rate, and this goes back to, back to some of that workforce planning we talked about earlier, and looking at that data. So it's one thing just to say, well, we think a bunch of people are going to retire this year or next year or in 3 years, but really having that data can help you make better decisions. So let's look at the exact number of retirement eligibles, and let's look at our actual attrition rates, and let's look at who is most engaged and who's likely to retire, even if you're eligible. Well, some people will retire right away as soon as they're eligible, and others may not. And, you know, there's a lot of analysis that can be done with data to determine which retirement eligibles will actually retire. So agencies can make better plans for that. At the same time, they need to do things like, as they know retirements are coming, put in place strong succession planning, and so they know there's a clear transfer of knowledge to better prepare for those retirements.
Ascendre Vice President Joe Abusamra speaking to Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find a link to the list and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.